I want you to do is, again, I keep saying this to everybody, but nobody ever pays any attention. If you don't understand something, ask about it. If something is read that you don't understand, let's stop and talk about it. If I don't know, I'll tell you. But if I don't know, I promise you that we can. I know where to find it out. So, but again, a lot of this stuff, it just becomes liturgical if it's read and you don't understand it.
So why is it backwards?
It's not backwards. It's well, the way we do it is backwards.
Okay. I mean, that's why I have to read things from the right to the left. Okay.
No, I mean, that's the Hebrew way of, it's the writing is the opposite way of ours. It's.
Yeah, see, even we would read it this way.
Everything is the, I mean, the day starts at sunset. If it ain't 2,000 years old, it's crap.
It's not crap. It's yeah. Crap.
Johnny. One thing.
Okay, remember, this is, we are reading on the first night, the counting of the Omer. It's technically beginning. This is like we're back at Passover night, okay? Are Sunday
we,
night.
Are we going to count? I mean, are we?
No. Maybe next year. This is originally this was a song, and the chorus was what's in blue, but the music has been lost in antiquity. And so what the reader reads the what's in black, and then the people, the chorus says what's in blue. Okay? Again, if you don't understand something, stop. The first thing is all these activities came to pass at midnight. On the Passover. And it's one of my favorite things. It came to pass at midnight. That's a great sound.
You need a little bongo drum.
So we'll say what it means when it says it came to
Johnny.
Pass.
What?
And it came, okay, everybody. And it came to pass at midnight. Of old, many miracles didst thou perform wondrously at night. In the earliest of the watches of this night, to Abraham, the righteous convert, didst thou grant victory in the division of the night.
And it came to pass at midnight.
Okay, everybody know what that meant? He granted victory in the divisions of the night. The division of the night, it came in, it's in two. One is the horror of great darkness, where the animals were cut in two and the God passed between them and cutting the covenant. The second one was in the Battle of the Kings. Both of them came to pass at midnight. Now, in the Battle of the Kings, the battle was won over the four kings and the five princes. Okay, does everybody remember what they were? There's five senses. There's not nine senses. It was the Battle of the Five Senses and the four
passions.
Kings. And who are the four kings?
Passions.
Okay? So before the walk of Abraham could begin in the promise, before that walk can really and truly begin in you, this thing that came to come, it came to pass at midnight must have some reality. It must have a place to alight. So that at least you have to be willing in the day of his power. The idea that you would be willing, that you would, the senses would be overcome, and the passions would be overcome, so that you wouldn't be under the control of anything. Okay? Next, thou didst judge Abimelech, the king of Gerar, in a dream of the night. Now, remember what that was. Abimelech was the king that Abraham, again.
This is my sister again.
And Abimelech had a dream and said, if you touch this woman, you are mincemeat.
The angel
beat him up.
Yeah,
that's right. The angel beat.
Is he the one that tried to diddle Sarah? And the angel was there all night.
No, that was Shem was on the top going. Yeah.
But the angel was there.
How was he going? You remember that? The three stooges.
The angel was there to let him do it.
That's right.
Shem was the name of the angel.
Thou did frighten Laban the Amorite in the dark of the night. Remember what that was?
The Aramite.
Laban was who?
He was somebody's
Lot's brother.
What's the name's father? The girl's father?
Uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Leah's father.
Right. The camel's
uncle. Oh! Yeah.
Laban,
that guy.
was
sure.
where Jacob had to go labor.
Yeah.
And then he woke up in the morning, and behold, it was Leah.
Yeah. The awful father in law.
What a night.
That came to pass at midnight.
But anyway, the fact that.
And it came to pass at midnight. Behold, it was Leah. Ooh.
So why was Laban frightened?
Laban was frightened because the fear of God came over him because he was impeding Jacob from taking the wife and going into the promise. He was preventing the promise from being manifested in the earth.
Was he chasing because he thought he had his seraphim,
his...
She took his...
Yeah, his idol, his little family idols, yeah. And Israel fought with an angel and overcame him at night. That was on Passover night.
And it came to pass at midnight.
The firstborn seed of Pathros, Egypt, didst thou bruise at midnight. They did not find their wealth when they arose at night. You remember what that means?
They robbed Egypt.
Children were
all... Wealth were the children. And Pathros is just an added name for the world. The swift armies of Sisera, prince of Harosheth, didst thou crush with stars at night.
And it came to pass at midnight.
Nobody knows who that is.
Nobody knows what that is.
Nobody said.
Everybody just went ahead and
came to pass at midnight, just like you acted like you understood it. Not one of you under. Okay, the elders. Elders should know.
He's invisible.
Don't worry, Daryl.
Who
is
the
swift armies of Sisera, prince of Harosheth?
If you're sincere,
I don't know. Despite the advice from my
kids. Miss Jackie, since you represent the.
Just be sincere.
Sisera.
snake
god priest and.
That's not. You didn't even fake it.
Evil god. But she was sincere.
Sisera.
Okay, I know that Rick will know.
Evil god of the Amalekites.
Well, it seems it's somewhere in Leviticus.
Sisera.
Yeah, he was married to Morgan Fairchild.
That's the biggest head.
The swift Sisera, prince of Harosheth. Harosheth was a province of Assyria. Sisera was the general. And he was crushed by the stars because the stars predicted his defeat. Because he was the type of Satan, and he was defeated by the Lion of Judah. And that's the purpose of the meaning of the stars. We studied that, remember?
Yeah. Yep, I remember. I just want to see if anybody knew it.
Oh, Gary.
Sennacherib. The blasphemer schemed to attack the chosen city. But thou didst cause his corpse to rot at night. The idol Bel and his pedestal fell in the blackness of night. To Daniel the beloved was revealed the secret of the vision of the night.
And it came to pass at midnight.
Belshazzar, who drank out of the sacred vessels, was killed that very night. Daniel, saved from the lion's pit, interpreted the terrors of the night. Haman the Agagite nurtured hate and wrote letters on a night.
It came to pass at midnight.
Thou didst arouse thy power against him by disturbing the sleep of Ahasuerus in the night. Thou wilt tread a winepress for him who holds vigil. Watchman, what of the night? He will cry out like a watchman and proclaim, morning has come, and also the night.
What does it mean when it says thou wilt tread a winepress for him?
That's what's happening. The wine press is being trodden in us. The grapes are being crushed so that the sweet wine will come forth. The wine is always a type of the bride. That's why men like Tilton, who trivialize and try to avoid the suffering, are in exact opposition. And that's just a little bit different. They're exactly opposite from the plan of God. Now again, that's why it says, morning has come and also the night. The idea of, I mean, it's like you're no longer subject to the senses. Whither shall I flee from thy presence? Whither shall I flee from thy spirit? If I ascend up in heaven, thou art there. If I descend into hell, even there thou art. Morning and night are alike. Light and darkness are alike unto thee. It's the same. Bring near the day which is neither day nor night. Highest one, make known that thine is the day, also thine the night. Appoint watchmen over thy city all day and all night. Mayest thou make bright like the light of day the darkness of our night.
And it came to pass at midnight.
And that's the light has come into the world. All right. Now, somebody else read. Crystal.
Are we on Anisha, say, Feast of Passover?
Yes.
The power of thy almighty...
No, we haven't said that. We haven't, and the second Seder night say,
oh, sorry.
And ye shall say, a feast of Passover.
The power of thy almighty deeds didst thou show forth wondrously on Passover. Chief of all festivals did thou exalt the Passover. Thou didst reveal to Abraham the Ezrahite, the events of the midnight of Passover.
And ye shall say, a feast of Passover.
Thou didst rap at his doors during the heat of the day on the Passover. He gave bright angel a meal of matzah cakes on the Passover. He ran to the cattle as a hint of Joseph the ox, who will bring about the Passover.
And ye shall say, a feast of Passover.
Who's Joseph the ox?
Yeah.
Joseph is Joseph, who the brethren sold into slavery as the picture of Christ. And so it's that picture that brought about the Passover, which, I mean, the Passover couldn't have come about had not they all been sold.
So Joseph the ox is like Joseph
the Christ.
Sacrifice.
Right, and Joseph the Christ, the type of Christ.
The people of Sodom were treated to God's wrath and were consumed in fire on the Passover.
Treated to the fire. Remember, does anybody happen to here remember what the sin of Sodom was?
Yes.
No.
Close to
they wouldn't give to strangers. They wouldn't take in strangers. They were stingy. They kept. They didn't give.
Yeah, but you remember the sin? We read it during a famous hot seat recently. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters, and neither did thy strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Okay, so that's the reason that if we could see it, the world is on fire. If you could open your eyes and see, this is the Passover. It never stops being the Passover until time comes to an end. And we must open our eyes that we might see the world is on fire, and some have compassion, pulling them out of the fire, hating the garment spotted by the flesh. But not out to try to change the world. Okay, who's reading?
Lot escaped from their midst and made matzah at the end of Passover. Egypt's lands of moth and milk, didst thou sweep clean in passing through them on Passover.
And ye shall say, a feast of Passover.
Everybody knows what moth and milk was, right?
No.
So why did we just go ahead and just go right on and say, and you shall say, you can say when you say a, you shall say a feast of Passover, your words say that you understood what it just got through saying.
Were they parts of Egypt? No.
I guess they were states.
Sweeping clean.
There were names for Memphis, the capital of the southern kingdom. Or the, and the sweeping clean was, from God's standpoint, the sweeping clean was
killing the firstborn.
Why? Why weren't the firstborn of Israel killed?
Well, by killing all the firstborn, that was the end of Egypt.
Ouch.
It ended then.
Ouch, that's right. Now, why weren't the firstborn of Israel killed?
Because it didn't end then.
No. Because God saw the Levites.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part.
The Levites were given for the firstborn so that people could keep the firstborn.
Given
to God. They're given to God. They're separate. They have no inheritance in the land.
Instead of killing your kid.
Instead of killing your kid, God gave us Levites. We haven't had any Levites for 2,000 years. Well, that's another story.
We know why.
Has it always been that way since the inception of Levites?
What?
That were they created for this purpose?
Yes.
Even before
yes.
Egypt?
Yes, they were created from before the foundation of the world, if you read in the law. In spirit, they were the type. They showed every... hear me, nothing has any value. It's all a parable. The Israel is a parable showing a people that are separated from the world. The Levite, the priests are a parable who show us a way of access to God. The Levites are a parable of a people who have no inheritance in the land. They live only in service. But none of them are worth a damn. They're all just a picture of the bride and Christ. It's when we literalize that parable that we get in trouble. That's what happened. In every generation when we read this, we see there was the mystery was seen, and they saw it as the parable, they saw it as the type, and then within one generation it was sold out again. And they started worshiping the type. Okay, where are we?
God to issue a first strength didst thou bruise on the watch night of Passover. Mighty one over Israel's firstborn didst thou skip by the sign of the blood of Passover, that no destroyer might come into my doors on the Passover.
And you shall say,
a feast of Passover.
Jericho, the well-locked city, was given up to the Israelites in the name of Passover. In the time of Passover. Midian was destroyed by a barley cake from the owner of Passover. The fat folk of Pul and Lud were burned up in a blaze of fire on Passover.
What does it mean?
we better get there.
What is
the one that wearing the ones and don't want the ones that are mud?
Thank you, Sister Jackie.
The one
very lewd.
I know why you said that.
Yeah, Harry knows why he said lewd.
She thinks L-U-D.
What's that,
a L-E-W-D.
Fat phone.
Okay. Anybody that was at Bible study this morning can't answer anything. Okay. Because they probably can't even remember.
I can't remember this morning.
What did we do?
Okay. Why was Midian destroyed by a barley cake from the Omer of Passover?
Because they made it in the lair.
Okay.
Run and pray. Get running.
Keel off.
Just wait. When you least expect it. Whack. Why was how was Midian destroyed by a barley cake on the Omer? Who has the Bible? Somebody go to Judges.
What is the Omer?
Rick, you can't do it.
That's what we're doing. The counting of the Omer. It's wait. The counting of this time.
Just put your little Bible in.
Passover and Judges 7, verse 13.
Just put it down.
What are you doing now?
I got it.
He can't answer. He was at the morning Bible.
Can I read?
Put his little Bible down.
Oh, Mrs. Mirror. Can I read?
Yes. If Rick stops trying to step on your time.
7:13.
Trying to get points.
And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his foe, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian.
Amen. Okay.
Midian, were they like...
The Midian were who?
Like...
The guys there.
The Herod types? You know what I mean?
Midianites. The
Midianites.
No, but, you know,
the whole family.
Lost everyone's
to
whom
Joseph
was
sold. Yeah,
aggregate.
So why barley?
Because barley is the cheap. It's the nothingness. It was the provender fed to cattle in the time of Christ. It's what the poor people ate.
Could it be leavened?
Yes.
Yeah. Midian could be leavened. Yes. I mean, barley. Okay, let's go. And you can now say, oh, wait a minute, Paul and Lud. Who are Paul and Lud?
Ed and Jim Brown.
All beer drinkers.
Joel. Well, the other thing about the barley is that's the thing about the wave, the barley thing.
From Paso. Paso, Paso. Pass off. The first fruit offering is barley.
Cross,
Paul and Lud were two Assyrian tribes that were trying to destroy Israel, and they were destroyed on the Feast of Passover. Okay? Go to Isaiah 66.
They were
fat means they were rich. Go to Isaiah 66.
The judges were seeing the rock roll down. Was it like that's, Gideon that's, down?
No, that wasn't the rock. That was the roll. That was rolling off the reproach of the world. Gilgal.
That was the rock.
The fat folk went up.
66:1.
Verse 19.
It exploded.
A blaze of fire.
I bet they did.
Oh, yeah,
all that
grease.
Like a candle.
Would you read Isaiah 66:19, please?
And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isle of
Tarshish. I just wanted you to see that Pul and Lud were in there. They were Assyrian tribes.
Pul and Lud are in the Bible.
Tubal and Lud. Tubal and
King. Okay. And now we can say, because we know what that meant, now you can say... And ye shall say, a feast of Passover. That, you understand why it's important? It's like when you amen something.
Yeah.
Well, here, when you repeat, when you you're not just like a bump on the log that's sawing, like a radio you turn on, you say it with understanding. All right.
Okay.
Where are we?
Sennacherib would have stood at
Nob.
Nob. That very day,
but they're arrived.
She's a champion.
You want to start over again?
Yes.
It's like a body flesh.
See, I was waiting for...
Yeah, you come back, you get right.
Sennacherib would have stood at Nob that very...
Nob.
He's like long bells. But that there arrived the season of Passover, the palm of a hand wrote to destroy Belshazzar's deep-founded city on Passover. The lamp was lit and the table was set for the doom of the desert by the sea on Passover. Question. A lot of them in here.
The lamp was lit.
Is that the one you want to ask first?
No.
Now let's forget the desert for a second. Let's go. Do you want to know the palm of the hand wrote to destroy Belshazzar? The hand of God wrote Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Okay.
Belshazzar
is the
dude.
Who's a cousin?
That was the Belshazzar was the king, and it was a deep-founded city. That means it was well grounded. I mean, it was like they owned the world, Babylon. But my favorite one of all, and nobody knows what this one is. If you go and look in all kinds of other Haggadahs, and it says, and they all say this, the lamp was lit and the table was set for the doom of the desert by the sea on Passover. Nobody knows what it means. What it means is, it was Christ's last Passover. The lamp was lit and the table was set. And once he ate the Passover and was crucified, it was the doom of Israel.
Cool.
The doom of the city, of the desert by the sea, on Passover. It's the same reason the egg is on the table. Nobody knows why the egg's on the table for Passover. It's because of the seed of Christ. Okay?
So where's Nob?
Nob's in Babylon. Okay? And now can we say, and ye shall say, a feast of Passover.
Hadassah.
Hadassah.
Esther.
Esther.
What does Hadassah mean?
Esther.
Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Hadassah gathered an assembly for a three-day fast on Passover. Haman, head of the wicked house, did thou ruin on a 50-cubit tree on Passover? These two, in one moment, childlessness and widowhood, didst thou bring to Yitzhak Aram on Passover? May thy hand be strong, thy right hand exalted, always on the sanctification night of the festival of Passover.
And ye shall say, a
feast of Passover.
Okay, now, therefore, everybody must know what it said.
No, I was trying to ask, and everybody drowned me out.
Well, you. Well.
So sorry.
Okay, all this is about eating. Remember the three things that were destroyed on Passover? Tell me.
What?
Three arenas were destroyed on Passover night in general.
Jericho.
The broad brush. No. The world, Egypt, Babylon, and Edom. The world, false religion, and the flesh were all destroyed in the Passover. Well, this last one is about the destruction of Edom. And Utzith Aram was a city, Utzith is another word for Edom. But go to Lamentations 4, 21. What?
Oh, that's just an obscure book.
Well, you're about to get into Lamentations a whole bunch.
Whoa, whoa.
We're entering the fast season.
That's positively lamentable.
Yes.
And the readings for the fast are Lamentations.
The bad parts of Jeremiah.
And the bad parts of Jeremiah. I can't wait to see these yuppies.
Yeah, the yuppies.
The yuppies on the two
Yom
really
Kippur.
Bad fasts. On Ab and Yom Kippur.
Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwelt in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion.
Okay.
He will no more carry thee away into captivity.
No, that's not.
She won't stop.
Okay.
Well, it says more of Edom at the very end.
Okay, now go to Isaiah 47. The loss of two in one moment. Isaiah 47, verse 9.
But these two things shall come unto thee, shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, in the multitude of thy sorceries. And for the great abundance of thine enchantments.
That's to the whore, right?
That's to the world. It's to Edom, it's the flesh. The two things come upon on the day, one day in the cross, the day of the cross. Okay, listen up. Can we say, and does everybody understand a little bit?
And you shall say.
And ye shall say, a feast of Passover. Now, the next portion of it is interesting. How do we do this now?
Of course.
You used to do it where you chant the first part and then we'd say
to thee, yea, to thee.
We did the last line.
Yeah, we used to because
for him it is seemly, for him it is meet, and then the rhythm is good with that.
To thee, yea, to thee, to thee, surely to thee, to thee, truly to thee. To thee, God, kinship, longings, because for him it is seemly, for him it is me. Okay, now, there should be another thing in your Haggadah that probably doesn't there say it, but between where it says, and ye shall say a feast of Passover, there should see a big title that says, for him praise is proper. And then, everybody read, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet, and for him praise is due. Mighty in royalty, chosen of right, his legions say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee, to thee, surely to thee, to thee, surely to thee, to thee, God, kingship, long, because for him is seemly, for him is meet.
Distinguished in royalty, glorious of right, his faithful say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee, surely to thee, to thee, truly to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Pure in royalty, firm of right, his courtiers say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Ruling in royalty, feared of right, his surrounders say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, this one's false. He's over there making up songs.
He's singing to the wizard of
Oz. Seemly take you.
Single in royalty, mighty of right, his adepts say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, truly to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Ruling in royalty, feared of right, his surrounders say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Humble in royalty, redeeming of right, his just ones say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, truly to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Holy in royalty, merciful of right, his angels say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, truly to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Powerful in royalty, sustaining of right, his innocence say to him,
to thee, yea, to thee. To thee, surely to thee. To thee, truly to thee. To thee, God, kingship belongeth, because for him it is seemly, for him it is meet.
Okay, now what you've just done is you've agreed that you are his legions, his faithful, his courtiers, his adepts, his surrounders, his humbles, his just ones, his angels, and his innocent. You understand that? Spiritually, you're standing before him, accepted, innocent, perfect, forgiven, and that's your real identity. And these little dealies, except when they're interrupted by reprobates.
Does that mean now that we're saved and always saved?
It means that Jesus Christ is your life.
Excuse me. These are all agreements, and it seems like it has something to do with the thing about the
Amen.
Tabernacle edifying itself
right.
And the Abadar and all that.
Right.
Really, wow. Just agreeing.
Okay, now we can do another one. Now, all of these were songs, and if we knew the words, it'd be fun. But and maybe someday we'll have words to all these. But again, you read the what color are yours? Sort of
purple.
Purple. Purple.
Who knows? Kind of have
okay.
A
what?
You can have a tune for at least one.
Oh, yeah.
We did a rap song. We did a rap song with that.
Okay, everybody read. Mighty is he.
Mighty is he.
Mighty is he, may he build his house soon, speedily, speedily, in our day soon.
God build thy house soon.
Now, the understanding of this is that we are the temple of God. We are the living stones that make up his house. So each stone must fitly in place. There's no seam that can be seen between it. When people see us, they see one.
Like the matzah you wrote, Sunday. All those jagged pieces.
Right. God is chosen, is he? Great is he? Distinguishes he?
May he build his house soon.
That's right. Read that part.
Speedily in our days soon.
God build thy house soon.
Glorious is he? Adept is he? Guiltless is he?
May he build his house soon, speedily, speedily, in our days soon. God build thy house soon.
Gracious is he, pure is he, the Holy One is he.
May he build his house soon, speedily, speedily, in our days soon. God build, God build thy house.
Powerful is he, wise is he, king is he.
May he build his house soon, speedily, speedily in our days soon. God build, thy house soon.
Fearful is he, sublime is he, strong is he.
May he build his house soon, speedily, speedily in our days soon. God build thy house soon.
Redeemer is he, just is he, holy is he.
May he build his house soon, speedily, speedily in our days soon. God build thy house soon.
Merciful is he, the Almighty is he, the Omnipotent is he.
May he build his house soon, speedily, speedily in our days soon. God build thy house soon.
Yay.
And it's the idea that you would understand and speak and confess these things. And understand, I hope.
Suddenly you realize you're in the middle of a tabernacle.
And thus, suddenly you realize you are the tabernacle.
What the fearful is he?
The terror. The knowing the fear of God, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. Not like small.
Shrinking volcano.
Okay, what?
Nothing. I mean, not in the receiving, but in the fear.
He's worthy of fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where does this come from?
It's the most ancient. It's much older than the New Testament. It comes from allegedly. It was first said on the second Passover when they came out of Egypt. And then it wasn't said again until Joshua did it in the Promised Land. And it's been done continually since then. Now there's some additions to it, like hopefully one of these years we'll have our own Haggadah that will take the core of it and put it in our understanding. We'll have our own artwork and our own the whole thing. Now,
but we won't change the next two.
Huh? These next two. This is the next two. Okay, now this one, it's this one another. It's another rhythm one. That's
we got it.
Who knows one?
I know one. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Who knows two?
I know two. Two are the tables of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Who knows three?
I know three. Three are the fathers. Two are the tables of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
I know four.
I know four. Four are the mothers. Three are the fathers. Two are the tables of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Who knows five?
I know five. Five are the books of the Torah.
We're speaking
four are the mothers, three are the fathers, two are the tables of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Who knows six?
I know six. Six are the orders of the Mishnah. Five are the books of the Torah. Four are the mothers, three are the fathers, two are the tables of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Who knows seven?
I know seven. Seven are the days of the Sabbath count. Six are the orders of the Mishnah. Five are the books of the Torah. Four are the mothers. Three are the fathers. Two are the tables of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Now we're speeding up. Who knows eight?
I know eight. Eight are the days of the circumcision. Seven are the days of the Sabbath count. Six are the orders of the Mishnah. Five are the books of the Torah. Four are the mothers. Three are the fathers. Two are the names of the covenant. One is our God in the heavens and the earth.
Speed up.
No one breath.
Who knows nine?
I know nine. Nine are the months of pregnancy. Eight are the days of the circumcision. Seven are the days of the Sabbath count. Six are the orders of the Mishnah. Five are the books of the Torah. Four are the mothers, three are the fathers, two are the angels of the covenant, one is for God in the heavens and the earth.
Who knows ten?
I know ten. Ten are the commandments, nine are the months of pregnancy, eight are the days of circumcision, seven are the days of the Sabbath count, six are the orders of the Mishnah, five are the books of the Torah,
come that was, that was pretty good.
I wish.
It's all on tape.
Aerobic Hagen.
Isn't that fun? It's all on tape.
Those rappers have nothing on
it. Harry was just over here shifting gears.
Isn't it
nice, smooth.
I love it.
Shifting
gears.
My foot is very sore.
Yeah, you just sit there with it.
Did it sound familiar to you guys?
Yeah. What are the 13 attributes of the
Okay. On all fast days, there's a reading in Exodus that are the 13 attributes of divinity. And I think it's escaping right now. Wait a minute. Yes. I can't find it right now. I'll find it. Ask me later. I'll look it up.
Okay,
the next one is this one in all of Israel is the favorite. I mean, because you start learning this one at the earliest years. It's one of the first things that the kids learn. And it's called the Chod Gadyah. And it's an outward seeming, a childish lit, has been interpreted as the history of successive empires that devastate and swallow one another. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia. The kid, bottommost and most injured of all, is of course the people of Israel. The killing of the angel of death marks the day when the kingdom of the Almighty will be established on earth. And then too Israel will live in perfect redemption in the promised land. That's what their hope is. What they don't understand, of course, is the perfect redemption has occurred now in the New Jerusalem, which is our home now.
And that God has read the kingdom of the Almighty established on earth.
Yeah.
What's the Mishnah?
Mishnah is the tracts of the Talmud.
The Mishnah.
Paragraphs, sections.
Are you asking where you've heard
it?
The whole Megillah.
The whole enchilada.
The whole Megillah. Everybody at page 63.
You ready for this? You ready?
Just very little bit of money.
Very little bit.
One kid that the father bought for two zuzim.
One kid.
And a cat. Wait a minute. Now you just do one kid. Wait a minute.
Huh?
No, we all do it. That's what we all do. Okay. And the cat came and ate the kid that the father bought for two zuzim. One kid. And the dog came and bit the cat that ate the kid the father bought for two zuzim. One kid. Wait.
What did he say?
He's interrupting the reading of the Chod Gadyah.
He's making animal sounds.
He's sound effects, then you can be the stick that beats it up.
There's an entire tract of the Talmud that talks about people that interrupt.
Why was I hitting the top of my shoe before? That was really dumb.
Because you had the little stick that time.
From the top.
Take two.
Okay.
This would be two kids.
Now, if this one doesn't behave this time, everybody, he gets to play
the dog.
No, he gets to play the dog, and everybody else gets to play the stick that came and beat the dog.
I've got one of those plastic laundry bags we can put over his head.
Okay.
Refrigerator he can play with.
Okay. One kid
that the father bought for two zuzim. One kid. And the cat came and ate the kid that the father bought for two zuzim. One kid. And the dog came and bit the cat that ate the kid that the father bought for two zuzim. One kid. And the stick came and beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid that the father bought for two zuzim. One kid. The fire came and burned the stick that beat the dog.
Why?
The cat that ate the kid. What happened? Father bought for two zuzim. One kid.
Wait.
She was saying zuzums, and it didn't work.
No. I am is the plural already. Anytime you see a Hebrew word with I am, it means the plural. Like Balaam means many gods. It's plural. You don't say Zuzims. That's a capital offense.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Little Zeus,
so go ahead.
Zoomy. I am. Zeus is the singular. Zeus-im is the plural. Okay, are we ready now?
Yeah.
Have we settled these basic issues?
Okay.
The stick
and the parking.
One kid that the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The cat came and ate the kid the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The dog came and bit the cat that ate the kid that the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The stick came and beat the dog and bit the cat that ate the kid that the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The fire came and burned the stick that beat the dog that hit the cat that ate the kid the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The water came and quenched the fire that burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The ox came and drank the water that quenched the fire that burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. The slaughterer came and slaughtered the ox that drank the water that quenched the fire that burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid that the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. And the angel of death came and slew the ox that drank the water that wept and quenched the fire that burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid that father bought for two Zuzim. One kid. And the Holy One, blessed is He, came and killed the angel of death that slew the slaughterer, that slaughtered the ox, that drank the water, that quenched the fire, that burned the stick, that beat the dog, that bit the cat, that ate the kid, that the father bought for two Zuzim. One kid.
Amen.
Well, and they shall say a feast of Passover.